hello and welcome to the Blockade Runner podcast. My name is John. Sitting across from me on a couch in Anaheim, California is Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Hello, I'm sitting on a couch across from you in Anaheim, California.
It's wild. I don't know, when's the last time we recorded a podcast together in person? Must have been Chicago.
It was Chicago. Definitely. Celebration, yeah.
Chicago Celebration, yeah. So this is Sunday morning. I brought a portable recorder with me, and I haven't used it at all. So we're just going to talk for a couple minutes about how Star Wars Celebration has been going. And then later in the week, we're going to... I guess my breath is bad because Ryan just got up and moved away. Later in the week, we're going to talk about stuff that we learned here.
Specifically. Because, basically every, there's, 10 things that need, a full episode to talk about, basically.
Yeah. And I've only seen Obi-Wan once. Oh, you have a nicer TV in your room than I do. What the heck? And you have a couch. I've only seen Obi-Wan once each episode, so I got to watch those again. And, just everything. So, there's just a lot to talk about, and this morning's not the time to do it. But let's just talk about Celebration. So, you want to start or me?
Well, you've been here longer, so why don't you start from Wednesday night?
Wednesday night, got here super late. Got here super, super late. Slept on some Star Wars sheets in California Chris's back room, which was super nice. And then we got up bright and early, drove down here on the 405. California Chris called it the 40 Fun at one point, sarcastically, and I thought that was a very California...
Yeah. How was the traffic?
It wasn't bad.
Isn't there a Death Cab for Cutie song where he sings about the 405?
I was driving down the 405,
yeah.
He kind of felt like the Californians, you know, that SNL skit, the Californians, where half of the... All right, let's keep moving. So anyway, we drove down here on Thursday morning, and I got to say, this celebration, it has been excellent in terms of getting into the building, lines being well managed. I thought the vaccine thing would be a nightmare, and it wasn't a problem at all. I'm vaccinated. That wasn't going to be the nightmare, but just I figured the line and getting the wristband on and all that stuff would be really tough, and it was no big deal. So that was great. And even greater than that is that I had a QR code to get into the first panel of the day, and I did. Mm-hmm. And I saw all of it, and it was... Okay, take two, because my portable recorder died. Thanks a lot, Nick Stangy. No, it's my fault. I didn't refresh the batteries. So I lugged two microphones, some long XLR cables, because those are the only kind I have, and a portable recorder, and it didn't get us anywhere. But we have a microphone on my telephone right here we can use. You'll notice a precipitous drop in quality. But I was talking about the panel on Thursday morning, which was incredible. Harrison Ford was super emotional, saying happy birthday to John Williams. We sang happy birthday, me and the rest of the arena sang happy birthday to John Williams for his 90th birthday. I got puked on, which sucked. A dude streamed puke all over the floor right next to me, a lot of liquidy puke at a high volume and also a high rate of fire from his face. It was really nasty. That happened to me, and it sucked. But the panel itself was incredible. It was amazing. You guys, I'm sure, have heard about it, read about it, but it was so, so cool to be there. And last few years, I haven't been at any of the big panels, really, except for the Mando one in Chicago, which was really, really great. But otherwise, I've been unable to get to the big panel, so it was really nice to be there. And later in the night, I went to Obi-Wan Kenobi, and that was really, really great and really nice as well. Such a surprise. I was hoping they were going to do something like that, but, such a surprise and so much fun to be at that, screening, the world premiere, as they put it. They set up a cute little red carpet. They gave me popcorn. It was so great. So, Thursday was just it was the best start. It was such a great way to begin Celebration and super, super fun. And then Friday was also really good too. I went to the Talking Bay 94 podcast, hosted by Brandon, a friend of the show and guest in the past. Brandon Winnerty, Talking Bay 94, super, super fun. Was with Matt Martin, who I met last night also, which I'll talk about. But yeah, it was just it was a great day as well. Every day has been great at Celebration. But yeah, and then Saturday, well, Friday night, Ryan, you got here Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
How'd that go?
Yeah, Friday night, I was about, flew in from Denver. I was about 2 minutes away from arriving at my hotel in a Lyft, and I realized I had left my badges, my celebration badges, in Denver. So that was like a great feeling rolling in. But you know, I was already tired, exhausted, and was just like, you know what, we'll solve this problem in the morning, which I did. I just went bright and early to the will call area and was just like, hey, I forgot my badges in Denver. And they're like, hey, can you show us a confirmation that the badges have been destroyed? I was like, okay. And I called my wife and woke her up and was like, hey, can you please go find my Star Wars Celebration badges and cut them up? And she was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What are you even talking about? I was like, yeah, I forgot those. And I need you to destroy them and take pictures. And she did. And they gave me new badges right on the spot for no charge. So everything was fine. For future reference, that's what happens when you forget your badges to Star Wars Celebration. But then, you know, we went, got in line, everything was cool, went to Mando Plus. Hey, Mando was that Plus. How we started the day? Okay, yeah. Mando Plus. Wow. There's a lot to unpack there. We will definitely be talking about that in detail in future episodes. And then what else did we do Saturday? Tales of the Jedi.
Tales of the Jedi.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to the Pink Milk podcast at the podcast stage, which was so good. I hope they recorded that and people can check it out. There's a lot of like great and hilarious discussion around like queer coding and that sort of thing in Star Wars, and it was fantastic. Then we did Tales of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot to unpack there. And then tried to get into the Marvel panel, and the line was capped like 45 minutes before the panel even started. So that was a hot panel, apparently. And then just went to a Celebration store, walked around a little bit, and then we went to Mos Eisley.
Mm-hmm. We did, but before that, I went to the Mandalorian Experience, which is super, super cool. So Mandalorian Experience was a surprise addition to Celebration, and it's just a big room full of Mandalorian props, Mandalorian costumes, Mandalorian set pieces, like actual pieces of the set. There's a bunch of YouTube videos. I took a bunch of photos, so maybe I'll post some of those on the blog or something, but it was super, super cool. Ryan's going to maybe try to go today, right, if you can. Mm-hmm. It's a long line to get in, but it's really, really cool. Yeah, I mean, the centerpiece, you've seen a lot of photos and stuff, Ryan, or
you're
not worried about. Yeah, the N1 Starfighter from Book of Boba Fett is there in the center. It's massive. It's you know, full scale. It's the ship, and it's so cool. So, yeah, there's just so much fun stuff from that. That was amazing. Yeah, so that was super cool. Then we went to Mos Eisley, right?
Yeah.
And I felt super old for a while there, and then I had a ton of fun. I felt super old at first because all these emo songs from like the mid 2000s, I don't know, and I don't know the words to them, and I was the only person in the room who didn't know them and know all the words to them, including Ryan, who did know them and knew all the words to them. So I just felt really super old. And they played a couple tunes I knew, and I had a great time. So yeah, it was super cool.
Yeah, I mean, like my kind of general suggestion to both like John in this moment and to everyone in general is like definitely listen to more early 2000s
mall punk, mall emo. It's really good shit. And it's a lot of fun and seeing, you know, the convergence of, you know, some people call it pop punk, some people call it emo. That's a discussion for not an episode of this podcast. Yeah, whatever it is, it's, you know, just a really fun style of music that people feel really passionate about. And I think there's like a lot of parallels between being a fan of that music and being a fan of Star Wars, because I think it's something that like you can, it's like, it's mainstream and people like know it. People who don't really care about it make fun of it. And it's not exactly a cool thing to be into, but if you're into it and you know and you care, it is the most powerful force on the planet. And I think, you know, combining, it was basically a DJ set with members of Story of the Air and Bayside who were, you know, playing, spinning these tunes. Or laptopping these tunes on this like great sound system in the venue Chain Reaction, which is like a pretty legendary pop punk venue here in Anaheim. And yeah, it was like the energy in that room is like it was intense. It was wonderful. You know, like people just waving lightsabers, screaming My Chemical Romance songs. Nothing better. Nothing better, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, it was super fun. It turned out to be a great night. I was able to, I refer to it as ambushing, but I was able to ambush Matt Martin there. I ambushed Brandon for the second time this weekend, because I also, Brandon from Talking Band 94, because I also ambushed him at the Hyatt Bar on Thursday night. So did that light ambushing at the show. Anthony Carboni was like in the pit, the, you know, pogoing and dancing and stuff. And you know, grabbed him and took a picture with him against his will, potentially, but I did that. So he was super nice. So yeah, it was like so much fun. Really, really cool. And actually, that's the other thing that's been great and really was great last night specifically for me, is I kept you know, just kind of talking to people, either, you know, podcasters that we're familiar with, like I talked to the Blast Points guys for a few minutes. That was fun. Just, you know, other people I didn't know, like, Scotty from, the, Bombadcast, I'd never met. And, you know, we met last night and talked for a few minutes, and he was super cool and nice. And that was really fun. And, there was a cosplayer, his name is Ryan, who I took a photo with in 2010. He's a Luke Skywalker cosplayer, and he's a great Luke. He looks a lot like Mark Hamill, and he's a great Luke cosplayer. So I recognize him all the time. I've seen him. He's often featured, or has been featured, in the StarWars.com YouTube videos, like the wrap ups and, you know, highlight videos from Celebration. So I just recognized him, and we took a great photo together in 2010. And I see that photo frequently when I'm looking at Celebration photos. So I saw him last night, and, you know, at the hotel, and I was like, hey man, this is weird, but I took a great photo with you in 2010. Let's take another one. He wasn't even in cosplay or anything. But we were talking about that, and it was just, you know, he was super cool. And he got engaged this weekend, which, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know him or anything, but it was just like a cool thing that happened here at Celebration. And just an example of you know, how much fun it is to just kind of meet people and hang out and talk and, you know, all that stuff. So I know Chris and our friend Dan, Big City Dan, they spent a ton of time yesterday just like out by the fountain out front of the convention center, just meeting cosplayers and talking to people. And yeah, it's just been the best vibe all weekend here at Celebration. People at home tell me that there's like controversy or like, you know, mixed opinions about Obi-Wan Kenobi. You don't feel that at Star Wars Celebration. Like people are so positive about it. I haven't heard one random dude trash talking The Last Jedi, you know, so that's great, because usually that is something that I heard for sure at Celebration. And yeah, so anyway, I mean Chicago, so yeah, it's been super super great. And it's going to get even better, because this morning I'm going to the Bad Batch panel. Ryan's been begging me to like figure out a way to sneak him into the Bad Batch panel because he's dying.
That is not true.
But I told him I didn't want him to wreck my chances of getting into the panel and getting kicked out or anything. So
well, you know they call me Wrecker.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They would call you, what, Cody? Because you got the blonde hair like Cody, I think. Is it Cody who has the blonde hair?
Are you talking clone stuff?
Yeah, clone
okay.
stuff.
Okay. I don't
Noted
I don't
clone experts we are, right?
Yeah,
right,
so. Yeah. Yeah, you know, talking Cody Rhodes, yeah, I do have the same color hair as
oh,
him.
Oh, God, that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I don't know what I'm doing today. Hopefully going to the Visions panel. I think I'm probably just going to go like walk in and when we get there and go straight to line up for that. I'm really curious about what they have to talk about there. I love Star Wars Visions a lot. And then probably just hit the show floor for the rest of the day. Maybe try to get into the Blast Points panel, but it sounds like that could be pretty tough to get into. So we'll see on that. But yeah, I mean, I guess final words here for this episode, because we're going to like go way in depth for the next few weeks over like everything that's that we've seen, because you know we've seen some shit. We've seen some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. So. Yeah, I think, as always, I'm just going to probably reiterate what I said when we were recording this in Chicago. Star Wars Celebration, there's absolutely nothing better. It is the greatest vibe in the world. It is the greatest con in the world. It is just nonstop Star Wars sensory overload. And I think you need that once every few years. And it's, you know, it's a good reminder of how much, you know, all this stuff like legitimately means to other people. It's a good reminder how much it means to yourself, to your friends. I love Celebration. I hope we have even more friends out here next year or next time. Kevin and Dan.
Yeah, Kevin and Dan. And actually, I've been hanging out a ton with Ian, our friend Ian, who we met out here, and Jesse, and that's been super cool too. So like, yeah, it's been great. It's been so much fun, and yeah, totally with you. Hopefully, more friends from home come out next time, and would love to have at least one Mike Harris out here. You know what I mean?
Both the Mike Harrises.
Well, that'd be great too. But yeah. You know, yeah, that would be fun, and. Yeah, just for sure. Like it's been great meeting new people out here, being out here with old friends, all of it. So Celebration is the best. They're going to announce another one today, I'm sure. So I don't know if it'll be next year. I am personally a fan of every 2 to 3 years rather than every year, but we'll see what they decide. So yeah, let's go to Celebration, Ryan.
Yeah, let's do it.
Or did you want to watch like that first episode of Stranger Things real quick before we go, or should we just go to Celebration?
You know, let's just watch that season
all
four.
Right.
Let's just do it.
Oh, dude, dude,
let's
dude.
Just do it. Let's
dude.
Just kick back.
All right. Nice.
You can catch me up on the first three seasons, and then we'll watch it.
All right. Thanks for listening. I might add a little more to this later. We'll see. But bye.